在我面前是义人。凡洁净的畜类，你要带七公七母；不洁净的畜类，你要带一公一母。空中的飞鸟也要带七公七母。可以留种活在地上，因为再过七天，我要降雨在地上四十昼夜，把我所造的各种活物都从地上除灭。挪亚就遵着耶和华所吩咐的行了。当洪水泛滥在地上的时候，挪亚整六百岁。挪亚就同他的妻和儿子儿妇进入方舟躲避洪水。洁净的畜类和不洁净的畜类，飞鸟并地上一切的昆虫，都是一对一对的，有公有母，到挪亚那里进入方舟，正如神所吩咐挪亚的。过了那七天，洪水泛滥在地上。当挪亚六百岁，二月十七日那一天，大渊的泉源都裂开了，天上的窗户也敞开了，四十昼夜降大雨在天上 ，sorry， 在地上。这是神的话语，阿们。
Thank you to Pastor Lee for. Thank you to Pastor Lee for leading the call to worship.
谢谢 Pastor Lee 带领我们唱诗。
And to Ferdy and the worship team.
也谢谢 Ferdy 和唱诗班。
Thank you always to Winnie for her hard work with the choir.
谢谢 Winnie 总是为我们指挥。
Thank you, Pastor Doris, for leading the prayer of offering. Thank you, the offering prayer.
谢谢 Doris 牧师为我们祷告。
And to Matthew for the children's moment.
谢谢 Matthew 为小孩子祷告。
And once again, Ferdy for the announcements. Thank you.
也谢谢 Ferdy 做家事报告。
And of course, Melanie, thank you for reading.
Thank you, Pastor.
Catherine and I collect Starbucks You Are Here mugs.
Catherine 和我喜欢收集星巴克出的那些你在这里的城市系列咖啡杯。
Like these.
就是像这一种。
We have mugs from such cities as Vancouver, Seattle, London, and Manila.
我们已经收集了很多杯子，有温哥华、西雅图、伦敦、马尼拉，还有很多地方。
Once when we were in Los Angeles, we had collected all the California mugs except San Diego.
有一次我们去了洛杉矶，我们收集了加州所有城市的杯子，除了圣地亚哥。
So early one morning, we drove to San Diego for a mug.
所以有一天一大早，我们特地开车去圣地亚哥，就是为了一个杯子。
This is the San Diego mug.
这就是那个圣地亚哥的杯子。
Styrofoam or paper cups are okay.
泡沫塑料杯子或者纸杯也是可以用的。
But to savor the full flavor of tea or coffee, a mug. Or a cup is required.
但是如果你想好好品尝一杯好的茶或者咖啡的话，一个合适的茶杯或者咖啡杯是一定要的。
And that's the point. You can have the best tea or coffee, but the wrong cup.
这就是我今天要讲的重点。你可能会有最好的茶或者咖啡，但是用错了杯子。
It's the same with our spiritual lives.
这个道理也同样适用于我们的灵命。
We can believe the right things, but neglect the right heart.
我们可以相信正确的事情，但却忽略了我们自己的心也要正确。
We can focus on right doctrine, but forget spiritual transformation.
我们可以只专注正确的教义，但是却忽略了属灵的更新。
Just as tea or coffee in the wrong cup does not taste its best, so right doctrine in a selfish heart doesn't look good.
就好像茶或者咖啡，如果用错了杯子，就没有办法展现最好的风味。如果正确的教义放在一颗自私的心里，也不会看起来很好。
The truth of Christianity flourishes in hearts attuned to the love of God.
基督信仰的真正意义，如果想要得到兴旺，只能在那些能够感到神的爱的心里面。
In hearts longing for the presence of God.
只能在那些渴慕神同在的心里面。
In hearts willing to be formed by the grace of God.
在那些愿意被恩典来改造的心里面。
Psalm 1 verse 3 says, those who love the Lord become like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither.
诗篇一章三节说道，那些爱慕神的人就好像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干。
We have just entered the season of Lent.
我们现在刚刚进入了大斋期。
Lent invites us to focus on spiritual growth.
大斋期就是邀请我们大家一起来关注属灵的成长。
This morning we changed our clocks.
今天早上我们改了时间。
Spring and summer are coming, and we do not want to be an hour late.
因为春天夏天来了，我们不想耽误一小时。
And Lent is like setting our spiritual clocks to daylight savings time and not lingering in winter time.
而大斋期就好像我们把属灵的时钟调到夏令时，而不是继续在冬令时里面徘徊。
We want the Lord to change and transform our hearts.
我们想让主来改变和更新自己的心灵。
And so Lent is rather like a response to God's desire expressed in Deuteronomy 5, verse 29.
所以大斋期就是我们来回应神在生命记五章二十九节里面对我们的期许。
The Lord says, Oh, that their hearts would be inclined to fear me and keep all my commands always, so that it might go well with them and their children forever.
神说道，唯愿他们存这样的心敬畏我，常遵守我的一切诫命，使他们和他们的子孙永远得福。
Since Lent is a 40-day period leading to Easter, we are going to explore examples of 40-day periods in the Bible and see how they help us grow spiritually.
大斋期是指复活节前40天的那段时间，那么就让我们一起来看一下圣经里面提到的几个关于40天的例子，让我们来看看这些可以如何帮助我们属灵成长。
By God's grace, we'll be a china teacup or a ceramic mug for God's truth rather than a styrofoam or paper cup.
靠着神的恩典，我们都可以成为装载神真理的精美的瓷器，而不是一个泡沫塑料杯或者纸杯子。
The first example of a 40-day period comes in Genesis chapter 7, the story of Noah and the flood.
第一个关于40天的例子是在创世纪第七章，就是讲挪亚和大洪水。
Many of us are familiar with Noah's story.
相信大家很多已经非常熟悉挪亚的故事了。
There's the ark and the animals entering two by two, and of course the flood.
就是有建造方舟，动物一对一对进去，还有当然就是大洪水。
The story is a standard highlight of Sunday school.
这个故事是主日学里面经常拿来用的。
Hollywood has given it the movie treatment.
好莱坞也拍过很多关于它的电影。
Even Disney produced a version with Donald Duck.
甚至迪士尼还拍过一个唐老鸭版本的电影。
The story begins with a damning indictment of the human condition.
这个故事一开始关于人类的境况做出了严厉的指责。
Genesis 6 verse 5 says, The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart were only evil all the time.
创世纪六章五节说到，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
But in the midst, Noah remained faithful to God.
但是在他们中间，挪亚是个义人。
Genesis 6 verse 8 says, But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord.
创世纪六章八节说，唯有挪亚在耶和华面前，在耶和华眼前蒙恩。
Noah is told to build an ark to accommodate pairs of all living land and air animals and to store every kind of food.
挪亚被告知去建造一个方舟，要把一对一对的飞鸟、各样的动物带进去，也要积蓄食物在那里。
And then it will rain.
在那之后，天就会开始下雨。
Genesis 7 verse 12 says, And the rain fell on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights.
创世纪七章十二节说到，四十昼夜降大雨在地上。
That's worse than Vancouver.
那是比温哥华的雨季还要糟糕。
And water covered the earth.
大水把地面都淹没了。
Noah, his wife, his three sons and their wives, the animals are in the ark for over a year.
挪亚,他的妻子,三个儿子和儿妇,还有所有的动物一起在方舟里面待了一年。
If Lent is about having a right heart, how does this story help us?
如果大斋期是要我们预备正确的心智,那么这个故事如何能帮到我们呢?
What can we learn from Noah?
我们可以从挪亚身上学到什么呢?
A police recruit was presented with the following scenario.
有一个人去报考警察的时候被问到,如果他碰到下面的情况会怎么办?
A child had been hit by a car and has a broken leg.
一个小孩在他前面被车撞倒了,撞断了腿。
At the same time, a thief runs out of a store building clutching a bag of stolen goods, and the store owner yells for someone to stop the thief.
同时旁边一个店铺里面有个小偷跑出来偷了东西,店主在后面在大喊抓小偷。
A car pulls up, and a distraught man calls for help because his wife, who's in the back of the car, is about to give birth.
前面又有一辆汽车突然停下来,里面一个男人惊慌失措,为他的妻子喊救命,因为他妻子在汽车后座上马上就要生孩子了。
And an elderly woman is shouting because her kitchen is on fire.
这时又有一个老妇人在大喊救命,因为她的厨房着火了。
What do you do? The police recruit is asked.
那个考生被问到,你会怎么办在这种情况下?
He thinks for a moment.
他仔细想了一想。
And then he says, I take off my police cap, put on a coat and blend with the crowd.
他说我会摘下警察帽子,穿上我自己的大衣,然后混入人群中。
Like the recruit, we prefer to be part of the crowd.
就好像这个考生自己说的,我们情愿成为人群当中的一份子。
It's easier to blend in than to stand out.
随大流总是比站出来容易。
But not Noah.
但是挪亚没有这样做。
Genesis 6 verse 9 says, Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God.
创世纪6章9节说,挪亚是个义人,在当时的世代是个完全人,挪亚与神同行。
In a corrupt society, Noah stood out.
在那个堕落的世代,挪亚选择站出来,没有同流合污。
Having a right heart, a heart inclined towards God, means desiring God and His ways.
预备正确的心智就是我们要把心转向神,渴慕神,走在他的道路上。
It means that we will stand out among family, friends, colleagues, and even society.
但是这也意味着我们有时候会有别于家人,朋友,同事,甚至是整个社会。
One of my best friends in England tells a story of when he was in high school.
我在英国的好朋友告诉过我他在高中的时候发生的一件事情。
He was not a Christian.
他那个时候还不是基督徒。
Only one student in his class was a Christian.
当时他们班上只有一个男生是基督徒。
The other students, including my friend, constantly mocked their Christian classmate.
其他学生包括我的朋友经常会嘲笑那个基督徒同学。
One day, the class decided that when the end of class bell rang, the last person out of the room would be beaten up.
有一天,突然大家就决定,当下课钟响的时候,最后一个离开教室的人会被大家打一顿。
The bell rang.
后来下课铃声响了。
Everyone rushed from the room.
所有孩子都拼命地冲出教室。
Everyone except the Christian student.
每一个都是这样,除了那个基督徒男生。
Even though his classmates mocked him, he did not want a fellow student to be beaten.
尽管他经常被同学嘲笑,但是他当时不想任何一个同学被大家打。
He stayed, knowing what would happen.
所以即使知道后果,他自己选择留下来,最后一个走。
And sure enough, the boy was badly beaten.
尽管如此,整个班的同学并没有手下留情。
Beaten because he stood out for Jesus.
他们把他狠狠地打了一顿,因为他为了耶稣站了出来。Beaten
because he followed God's ways.
他被打,因为他选择走神的道路。But
years later, it was his example that stuck in the memories of several of the other students.
但是很多年之后，他这个举动深深地留在了当年很多同学的脑海中。
They, including my friend, came to faith in Jesus, remembering the example of the boy who stayed.
他们当中很多人，包括我的朋友，后来信了耶稣，因为他们看到这个主动留下来被打的男生所树立的榜样。
Following Jesus means that we stand out.
跟随耶稣就是说我们有的时候需要勇敢地站出来。
And Lent reminds us of this.
而大斋期就是提醒我们这一点。
It reminds us to live for Jesus.
提醒我们要时刻为耶稣而活。
The second thing we learn from the story of Noah is that God is the one who judges the world.
我们从挪亚的故事里学到的第二点就是审判这个世界的那一位就是我们的神。
Noah builds the ark because God is bringing judgment.
挪亚建造方舟，因为当时神对这个世界的审判将要来临。
Judgment is not a popular topic, even in churches.
审判不是一个受欢迎的话题，即使在教会里面也不受欢迎。
My observation is that our society wants morals and ethics and laws, so long as society can define these morals, ethics and laws.
我观察的结果就是说，我们社会需要道德、伦理和法律。但是我们社会想自己来定义这些。
This means that truth becomes relative.
这就代表了真理变成了相对的。
Truth is what we want it to be.
真理不是绝对的，而是我们想怎么样就怎么样。
But this just creates confusion.
但是这就造成了很多的混乱。
Let's say I joined our volleyball team.
举个例子，比如说我参加了排球队。
But I only caught the ball and ran with it, as in football.
但我只是抓着这个球满场跑，就好像我在打橄榄球那样。
And then I claimed it's my right to choose how I want to play.
然后我还对大家说，我可以选择怎么打排球，这是我的权利。
How long would I last on the team?
你们觉得我能在这个队里面待多久呢？
Volleyball has basic rules.
排球有它自己的竞技规则。
Without those rules, the game is incomprehensible and unplayable.
不然的话，整个比赛就是混乱无章，大家都没办法玩下去了。
In the same way, there must be absolute truth and absolute morality. Otherwise, life descends into chaos.
同样道理，我们也必须拥护绝对真理和绝对道德观，否则我们的生活就会陷入混乱。
God created a moral universe with Him as Lord.
这个世界固有神的道德观，因为神是创造一切的主宰。
This means he has the right to judge when his ways are disobeyed.
这也就说明，当神所创造的道被我们违背的时候，他是有权柄来审判的。
So though judgment may not be popular, it is necessary.
所以尽管审判这个话题不受欢迎，但是非常必要。
Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 37, As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man.For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away.
耶稣在马太福音24章37节说道，挪亚的日子怎样，日子将临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝嫁娶，直到挪亚进到方舟的那日。不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全部冲去。
2 Peter chapter 2 verse 5 and verses 9 and 10 say this, For if God did not spare the ancient world when he brought the flood on its ungodly people, but protected Noah, a preacher of righteousness, and seven others, if this is so, then the Lord knows how to rescue the godly from trials,and to hold the unrighteous for punishment on the day of judgment.
彼得后书二章五节还有九到十节说，神也没有宽容上古的世代，曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，却保护了传义道的挪亚一家八口。主知道搭救敬虔的人脱离试探，把不义的人留在刑罚之下，等候审判的日子。那些随肉身纵污秽的情欲，轻慢主治之人的，更是如此。
As we enter Lent, it is right to remember that we live in a moral universe where God is sovereign judge.
在这个大斋期期间，让我们时刻牢记，我们生活的世界有它固有的道德次序，而神有至高无上的主权来审判我们。
We do not have the right to go our own way.
我们不能照着自己的性子任意妄为。
There is judgment.
审判是真实存在的。
There is eternal hell.
永恒的地狱也是真实存在的。
As somebody once said, in eternity, where will you be sitting, smoking or non-smoking?
就好像有人曾经说过，在永恒里你会在哪里呢？是在吸烟区还是在无烟区？
Finally, the story of Noah brings us back to the heart of the gospel.
最后，挪亚的故事又把我们带回到福音的中心。
The gospel is not all about judgment.
福音不是只有审判。
At its center, it's a message of grace.
在它的中心也是关乎恩典。
After days and nights of rain and after months in the ark, dry land is found and the animals are released.
大雨昼夜不停，被困在方舟中数月之久，终于雨停了，地上的水都干了，动物们走出了方舟。
And then God renews the promise given in Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 and 28, at the very beginning of creation.
然后神更新了他在创世之初给我们的诺言，就是在创世纪一章二十七到二十八节提到的。
In Genesis 9, verses 6 and 7, God declares that humanity is made in his image and is called to be fruitful and increase in number.
在创世纪九章六到七节，神重申了人是照着神的形象造的，人要生养众多，在地上昌盛繁茂。
The sign of the rainbow affirms this.
彩虹就是他和我们立约的记号。
God offers a new start.
神重新给了我们人类一个新的开始。
And that's what we need as we enter Lent.
这就是我们现在进入大斋期所需要的。
We stand out for Jesus, we live in a moral universe under God's laws, but we want to know that God offers a new start.
我们要勇敢地为耶稣站出来，我们也牢记自己生活的世界是处在神的道德观和律法底下，我们也记住神给了我们人类一个新的开始。
This is why the first Christians connected the flood to the cross and resurrection of Jesus and our response in baptism.
这就是为什么初代的基督徒把洪水和十字架、耶稣的复活，还有我们以洗礼作为回应联系起来。
1 Peter chapter 3 verse 21 says that the flood symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience toward God. It saves you by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
彼得前书三章二十一节说，这水所表明的洗礼，现在借着耶稣基督的复活也拯救你们。这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。
Peter is not saying that baptism saves. He is saying that baptism symbolizes the salvation we have in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
彼得不是说洗礼本身带来拯救，他的意思是说洗礼象征了借着耶稣基督的受死和复活带给我们的拯救。
We die and are raised in baptism to symbolize it in Jesus.We die to our old way of life and are raised to a new life.
我们在洗礼里面受浸，代表重生，就象征了在耶稣里面，我们自己的老我已经和基督同死。
God takes your and my brokenness and works his miracle of grace.
现在我们是新的生命，神带走了你我的破碎，用他的恩典创造了神迹。
And he gives us a new start.
现在我们是一个全新的开始。
Here's a true story.
这里是我要讲一个真正的故事。
One of the greatest ambitions of any violinist is to play a Stradivarius.
小提琴家们他们最大的志向就是演奏由 Stradivari 家族制造的小提琴。
These instruments, all over 300 years old, are so precious they are almost priceless.
这些乐器都已经超过300年的历史，他们几乎都是无价之宝，非常珍贵。
In 1981, London's Royal Academy of Music loaned an especially rare Stradivarius to an acclaimed British violinist named Peter Cropper.
在1981年的时候，伦敦皇家音乐学院借了一把非常珍贵的 Stradivarius 小提琴给英国一个很著名的演奏家，他叫 Peter Cropper。
He was performing a concert in Finland.
他当时正准备在芬兰开演奏会。
As he walked on stage, he tripped.
可是在登台的时候，他不小心绊倒了。
He fell on the violin and broke the neck off completely.
他摔倒在那把珍贵的乐器上，把小提琴整个琴颈都摔断了。
Can you imagine how he felt?
你能想象他当时的心情吗？
This priceless instrument was destroyed.
这把无价之宝就这样被他毁了。
But Charles Beer, one of the world's foremost violin craftsmen, took it.
但是 Charles Beer, 他是一位小提琴制作名家，把这把坏掉的琴拿回家。
After a month of painstaking work, he presented the violin to the Royal Academy.
经过一个月的艰难修复，他把琴还给了伦敦皇家音乐学院。
And the Academy were amazed. They could not find the slightest sign of damage.
学院非常惊讶，因为他们现在完全看不出小提琴上有任何破损的痕迹。
And a week later, Peter Cropper performed at the Carnegie Hall in New York on the restored Stradivarius.
然后一个星期以后 ，Peter Cropper 在纽约的卡内基音乐厅用这把被修复的琴重新演奏。
What was thought destroyed had been fully restored by the hand of a master craftsman.
这个乐器曾经被认为彻底损毁了，但是经过一个大师级匠人的手，又得到完全的修复。
God takes your and my brokenness and works His miracle of grace.
同样，神也带走了你我的破碎，用他的恩典创造奇迹。
Lent calls us to have a right heart with God.
大斋期叫我们在神面前预备正确的心智。
Having a right heart means that we stand out for God.
这就代表着我们要随时准备为了神站出来。
Having a right heart means that we remember that God is the sovereign judge. We're called to follow His ways.
这就叫我们要牢记神是掌权的审判者，我们要时刻跟随神的道路。
But we stand out for God and we follow His ways because He gives us a new start.
而我们为神站出来，行神的道路，是因为他给了我们一个全新的开始。
Like having the right cup for tea or coffee, Lent is God's invitation to let the full flavor of His love be evident in us and through us.
就好像我们要用合适的慈悲来喝茶和咖啡。大斋期也是神想要让人们通过我们来品尝到神的爱是多么的纯美。
So come, have your hearts renewed.
所以来靠近神吧，让你的心被他更新。
And at the end of this service, there is opportunity to receive prayer.
在这个崇拜结束以后，如果有需要祷告的人，可以上前来。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you to Pastor Lee and to Kwan for playing this morning as well. Thank you.
谢谢 Pastor Lee 和诗班。